My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All I can tell you is when Mrs. Know-It-All, Denise Schreiber, is in the house, the phones light up like a Christmas tree, as they say. So if you have a gardening question, you better call now. 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. But we always begin this show by offering that gift certificate from Sorgles out in Wexford. 10th caller wins it. 412-922-1020. Doug is out west exploring the Mighty Five for the next couple of weeks, so Mrs. Know-It-All is in the house. Good morning, Mrs. Know-It-All. How are you?
Good morning, and I like the fact that you talked about the phones light up like a Christmas tree, because some people know, but I'm the Christmas queen. I have Christmas trees in every room, including my bathroom. So I am the Christmas tree.
Well, let me tell you, my mom back in the day, Denise, what she would do, she'd always have one small tree in that particular room that she would move into the big room. And it went from, and this is the fact, it went from the Christmas tree to the St. Valentine's Day tree, to the St. Patrick's Day tree, to the Easter tree. So I love the spirit. It's always good to be in a festive mood, and the audience seems to be that way whenever you're here. Little background on who you are. Maybe there is someone, hard to believe, but the possibility does exist, hearing you for the first time filling in for Doug. Go ahead.
Okay. So for almost 30 years, I was the greenhouse manager and horticulturist for Allegheny County Parks. And then when I left there, I started writing and speaking about gardening. I have a book on edible flowers called Eat Your Roses, Pansies, Lavender, and 49 Other Delicious Flowers. And so this is what I do, and I don't have to lift anything heavy anymore unless it's a plant.
So she's here doing some heavy lifting, if you will, on this show, taking your call. So if you have a question for Mrs. Know-It-All, give us a call, 866-391-1020. So spotted lanternflies, I alluded to this earlier today when I was telling everyone you would be in. I haven't dealt with them at all. Why is it that some people have been, like stink bugs, I didn't deal with those either, but there are others who are being inundated. Why is that?
Well, you know what? It's just how they are being transported, the eggs, and it tends to spotted lanternfly, stink bugs, a few other of the baddies tend to travel the major highways because they've hitched a ride on a truck or a car, or maybe you have one of those tag-alongs that you hitch to your car, and it happens to be in the place where they hatch and take up residence. Right now, we're not seeing a lot of stink bugs. At least I'm not, because I haven't had any rain except a little bit last night. And they tend to be more prolific when we've had adequate moisture. Spotted lanternfly, they don't really care. And so you need to be vigilant if you travel out east during the fall, because that's when they're laying their eggs. And they will lay their eggs on anything. You know, if you're a camper and have a trailer, they will lay it on there. They will lay it on the flaps of your car. And the eggs are tiny. So, you know, you can go on Google and see the eggs. And so when they'll lay it on cushions. I found them on my outdoor cushions last year. And so what you do is you scrape them off into a little baggie and you give a couple of squirts of hand sanitizer. It's the best way to take care of them. And if they're flying around and torturing you, all those concoctions with Pine Sol and Dawn dish soap and all that, you know, the only thing you're doing is wasting money and damaging plants and possibly like your siding if that's what you're using it on. The best way I've found is the old-fashioned fly swatter. If you approach them from the front, they can't jump backwards. I probably killed, I don't know, 10 yesterday. I mean, I'm not inundated like some people, and they seem to like hot areas like siding and bricks and that sort of thing. So, you know, like I said, fly swatter works better than anything else I found. Tried buying one last year and went to the dollar store. He said, who knew this would be the hot item? They were totally sold out of them. But I got one early this spring, and it works better than anything else.
So you heard it here first. Now, the other thing, warm weather, and we've had a lot of it. The rain has been a welcome sight. But weeds are prolific this summer. So instead of trying to get rid of them once they're here, how do you prevent weeds from being such a part of our landscape this time of year?
Well, you know, right now you could go out. I know people don't want to hear this. Go out and pull the weeds. You know, I never compost weeds. And they go into a grocery bag and they go, you know, up to the garbage can, you know, because now they're starting to seed. In the spring, same thing, start picking them. You know, everybody knows, or most people know, my worst enemy is hairy bittercress, that tiny little plant that shoots out hundreds of little seeds. And so, I mean, I sell bags of them because when it flowering, it shoots out a couple hundred seeds, even though it's a tiny little plant. So that's the way to do it. The other thing is to use something like corn gluten. Now, it's better to use it in your vegetable beds, not where you're going to have seeds, or, you know, in your landscape beds to prevent it. They will not prevent established perennial weeds like dandelions. Dandelions and thistle, you're going to actually have to dig. But that works really well. But if you're going to put it on your lawn, there are some bags I've seen that are corn gluten with fertilizer for your lawn. Now, you can use it in an established lawn, but if you're reseeding your lawn, you've got to wait at least 6 weeks before you can actually put grass seed down and have it germinate. Corn gluten prevents seed germination. So it works great on annual weeds, but it doesn't work on perennial weeds. But if you're trying to reseed, you don't want to use it until the grass is established.
All right, so it's going to get busy. Mrs. Know-It-All is here. If you have a question, give us a call, 866-391-1020. Let's get to Sue in the Mon Valley. Sue, you're on the air with Denise Schreiber, Mrs. Know-It-All, in for Doug today on the Organic Gardener, KDKA. Good morning.
Good morning. I have two questions. One of them is, I don't have any luck ever transplanting a houseplant. What should I use? Am I doing something wrong?
Are you using garden soil or are you using a potting mix?
I usually use a potting mix. I can't use garden soil. That didn't come to my mind. But
yeah, no, okay. You don't want to use garden soil because, you know, it's a different texture. plus the fact that you can be bringing in some little friends that you can't necessarily see that'll be on your plant. So when you're transplanting your house plants, what kind of house plants, out of curiosity?
Well, I've had these exotic things, and I try to put them higher than the pot so that there's a crown, that they're up in the crown, like, you know, because somehow they get waterlogged or something. Right now I have a calla lily that I don't know what to do. It sort of like looks droopy, and I feel bad for it. I don't know what to do for it. It's in some kind of a medium that looks like crushed up paper or something. So I'm not sure what that is.
That's the soil mix you're using?
Pardon me?
Is that the soil mix you're using?
That's what it came from in the store. It came as a Mother's Day gift.
Oh, okay. So if you go to transplant it, just get a regular potting mix. You don't want anything with fertilizer in it or anything, or, you know, the water crystals. You don't need any of that. Just, and, you know, this is the time to transplant because we're running out of time. So get that. Moisten the mixture. Put it in the pot. When you go to put your plants in, you know, just make sure they are level like they were in the original pot. And make sure you don't have them sitting in water. Once you water them thoroughly, let them drain and dump the extra water out. The plants don't need that extra water. So that should alleviate your problems there. And you had another question?
Yes, I have Rudbeckia seeds, black-eyed Susans. Mm-hmm. I have a whole bunch of those, and I didn't plant them. Is it too late to plant them, or will they hold over till next year to plant them?
Well, you could conceivably actually put some of the seeds out now and lightly cover them, and they might germinate. I wouldn't do it all. It depends on when we're going to get a frost. You know, and any more, that could be Christmas. You know, so you could do that. But the seeds will hold over. You simply need to put them in a little envelope and keep them in a cool, dry place. You don't want to keep them any place where there's moisture, like a kitchen, your bathroom, your laundry room. You know, put them like in a bedroom. Just mark what they are so you know what they are next spring.
Okay, I usually keep them in the garage. Is that too cold for winter?
Is your garage attached to your house?
Yes, but it's not heated.
Okay, it should be fine. I would keep it closest to the door from your house when you come out.
What
like
about
in a mine
cellar? What about the cellar, like on the upper steps or something?
The cellar will have some moisture. So, yeah, you're better off in the garage. Just keep it closer. You don't want it right where the door opens. You want it in the back where you enter the garage.
All right, Sue, thank you for the call. We got to get to a break here, but now it's your time to call. If you have any questions that you'd like to get answered today by the incredibly talented Mrs. Know-It-All, Denise Schreiber, you need to call us now while we have some available lines for you. 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. We'll be back. All right, now I know a lot of you love to talk to Mrs. Know-It-All, but it gets really busy, so try to do one question if you can, and we'll get as many of you on as we can within the hour, and we're down to three more segments, so if you want an available phone line when we say goodbye, that's when you have to start dialing. 866-391-1020. Going to be a busy hour, so keep the calls coming in. Doug is out of town for the next 2 weeks on vacation, but Mrs. Know-It-All is here taking your phone calls, and as I mentioned, it always gets busy. Let's go to... Bob, you're on from McKeesport. How are you? Welcome to KDK. Go ahead, please. All right, go ahead. All right, no one's there. Let's
go to McKees Rocks.
Hey, Ramesh, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm in McKees Rocks, not McKeesport.
No. That was the other caller, not you.
Oh, okay. Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I just need some small advice. I tried to do some alfalfa growing at home. Everything fell apart. So I don't know what I'm doing, but I will give you a brief overview. I did brought the seed, kept them at room temperature for 24 hours, and then put them in water, added some a pinch of salt for the germination to occur. and then waited for about 2 days. It started foaming and farting, so I just gave up. So if you can guide me what I did wrong, I thank you for your time. I know you're short on time. I'm going to hang up.
Okay. And what kind of seed was it again? I'm sorry.
Alfalfa.
Alfalfa. Go ahead. Thank you for the call, Ramesh. She'll give you the answer, so you listen for the answer. Go ahead, Mr. Know-It-All.
Okay. So alfalfa, you shouldn't start inside the house. You should actually put it outside and just make furrows, you know, and put the seed in and cover it lightly. And it should germinate for you. You know, it has been a dry year for most of us, so you would have to keep it watered until it germinates. And then, you know, just water it periodically so it grows.
All right. Thank you for the call. 866-391-1020. So what's your feelings about mulch, Mrs. Know-It-All?
I mulch. I just get a shredded hardwood mulch. I don't buy the dyed stuff at all. You know, dyed mulch, it's not supposed to be a decor, you know, accent to your home. It's supposed to help retain moisture and, you know, eventually it breaks down and adds humus to the soil. So there's no point. I add about 2 inches every year.
Mm-hmm.
This year, I got 5 yards of mulch delivered, which is a lot of mulch. And our local football team was doing a fundraiser, and for $200, they would come and spread it. And if you've ever seen my property goes uphill from the front, and they spread it all for me. It was a gift, let me tell you. But I always use mulch. And what I've started using after hearing a Dr. Percival from Bartlett Tree Research is a light spread of biochar. Now, you don't plant in it. You put it on the soil and then cover it with your mulch. And the results are amazing. The growth in your plants is just double what it's actually triple if you didn't mulch at all. And especially for trees and shrubs, it's wonderful. So that's something I've started doing this year, but I always mulch because, you know, in weather like we've had, you know, at least if we get a little bit of rain,
mm-hmm.
you know, the mulch helps retain it. Whereas if there's no mulch at all, it just dries up almost instantly.
So it's really more than a decorative item. It actually has a purpose, this mulch, and it's kind of good to leave a little layer during the winter months. Is that what you're telling me?
Oh, yeah. Actually, everybody mulches in the spring. They want their yards to look great, and that's fine. But the recommendation actually is to mulch your plants before winter, you know, before we have the freeze, because it helps alleviate any heaving of your plants during the winter. Because sometimes, well, you know, when we have a real winter, you know, you will see plants kind of pop out of the ground a little bit from, you know, the action of the freeze-thaw cycle. You know, even on your, you know, perennials, that happens. So mulching in the winter is a really good idea. And just keep, like, your trees and shrubs, just keep it a few inches away from the trunk. You know, so mice and voles and bunnies don't get in there because they can use it to hide in.
Okay, sounds good. Let me get a break in here, and then we'll come back. Phones are filling up again. We got Debbie and Joe waiting in the wings. Mrs. Know-It-All, 2 more segments. If you want to jump in here, 866-391-1020. Got that gift certificate from Janoski's to give away shortly. Also, next hour, budget-friendly meals. It is the Coons Cooking Hour still to come with your Pratt Pack on KDKA, 100.1 FM, AM 1020. Doug on vacation, Mrs. Know-It-All here the next 2 weeks. And Rob Taylor's coming up next with that news at 7:30, 3 minutes away on your Sunday morning at KDKA. All right, Mrs. Know-It-All sitting in for the vacationing Doug Oster, who's off for the next 2 weeks out on the west side of the country and visiting the Mighty Five. So if you're the 10th caller, as we always do, beginning that third segment at 412-922-1020, you're going to win an incredible gift certificate from that farm that is the Janoski Family Farm, Route 30 in Clinton. So you got to be the 10th caller, 412-922-1020. Debbie in McKeesport joins us now with a question for Mrs. Know-It-All on KDKA. Good morning. morning. Debbie?
Hi. I have those large lilies that are 6 foot tall, and they've gotten so big now that they're in the way and I need to move them. When do you do that?
You should do it after a frost, you know, when they actually die back. And when you go to dig them, actually kind of dig a little further out, because you may have some bulblets that are forming from that particular lily. I love lilies. I have some six-footers, too, so I completely understand, you know, your issue there. But that's all you need to do. But you don't want to do it until after they've died back for the winter. And then when you, wherever you're putting them, you may want to put something like bulb tone in there with them to help with the shock of being transplanted, but also to help them grow. I always use that when I'm planting any type of bulb, even my onions, because they're still a bulb.
Okay, thanks, Denise.
You're welcome.
All right, Debbie, you have a good day. Let's go to Joe. Joe, you're up next for Mrs. Know-It-All on KDK. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. What's your question?
So thanks for taking my call. So I have a phlox, David, that's in my garden. And then every year, one by one, the stems begin to wilt and brown and die off. Not all the plant, but a lot of the stems do that. I have a Red Riding Hood phlox right next to it that does not do that at all. So I don't know if that's the type. I've tried dividing it. It still happens, so I'm not sure what's going on.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that can go on with them. So you obviously aren't having powdery mildew on them. There's also nematodes that can cause issues with David. I have David, and mine just hates the heat and dies off. But the nematodes could be the problem. You may want to consider digging that part of the phlox up and getting rid of it, and then waiting a couple of years before you replant. Yeah, I know. It's not something you want to hear.
Right.
It's better when you have like a fungal disease, like powdery mildew, that you can, you know, spray for it and take care of it.
Right. Right. Okay. So maybe just dig it up, wait a couple years, and then try again.
Yeah. Okay. There is, you know, a plant bug called Lepidia divisii. How's that for a name? If you're seeing anything, you know, in the flowers or the flower buds, or even on the stems, but I suspect it is probably the nematodes.
Okay. Okay, well, that's super helpful, though. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, 866-391-1020. So for the gardener who just can't get enough and is saying, I want to plant more, I want to eat and enjoy more in the garden before the year is gone, meaning the gardening season, what can somebody actually do here as we are in the early stages of August of the summer? What can they still plant and enjoy before the harvest is fully reaped, Mrs. Know-It-All?
Yeah, well, you know, there's a number of plants. You can still plant broccoli. It's a little late for tomatoes, obviously, to do them. You could do zucchini, because zucchini is, you know, the plant that keeps on giving forever, and it grows pretty quickly. So you could do that. You can plant something like radishes, because once we hit the cool weather, they're really going to be happy campers. So those are some of the things you can plant. You know, you could do cabbage. And, you know, that'll sustain you through the winter. You know, I don't do that because I change my garden around every year, and I start digging up other plants there. And I also use it to, people send me plants. I know people think that's a great idea, but sometimes I'm overwhelmed, and it's too late to put them where they should be. So I actually use my vegetable garden as kind of a nursery. And I put them in there for the winter and then figure out what I'm going to do with them in the spring.
Again, 866-391-1020 to join us. Mrs. Know-It-All wrapping up her first of 2 weeks with the Organic Gardener, Doug, on vacation. So if you want one of these available phone lines, give us a call, 866-391-1020. Let's go somewhere in Pittsburgh. And Jim has a question about my favorite. That's apple. Go ahead there, Jim.
I have some young apple trees. I dug roots, some small root sections up about three years ago. And I put them in the ground, and they're living and they're growing. They're about 5 foot tall now, 6 foot, 5-6 foot. And I want to transplant them to a permanent spot now where they have a root system. I want to know when would be a good time for me to do that. Time to transplant that. I like to do it now and let the roots get reestablished for the winter, but I don't know if now is the best time.
You know what, normally we suggest, you know, planting trees and shrubs in the fall, but with the apple trees, and since you've already dug them before and you're going to dig them again, I would wait till this spring when the ground will be warmer, you know, once the ground starts to warm up, but we'll have more moisture. This is a terrible time to transplant anything at all, just because of this heat and lack of moisture. The shock would be too much for them. Are you getting any apples yet or no?
No.
Yeah, so I would definitely wait till the spring and let them get established then. You know, you'll have a longer season and, you know, the roots can spread out. I would not do it now. Just this heat's terrible for doing that.
I didn't get any blossoms either, so I don't know how big the root system is. I'm kind of curious and, you know, just to get them in a permanent spot.
Let me ask you this. When you transplanted them, when you look at the tree and you look at the trunk, at the very bottom, can you see what we call the root flare, where it kind of gets a little wider and spreads out, like, right at the ground level?
I didn't look for it, but the main stem is only maybe 3/4 inch diameter.
If you can see that, you may have them planted too deep if you didn't get any blossoms.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
So when you go to transplant them in the spring, I would just raise them up a little bit, not a lot, just a little bit, and you'll start to see that root flare. And then hopefully you'll get some blossoms next spring.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, thanks.
No, you're welcome.
All right, 866-391-1020. One more segment with Mrs. Know-It-All. So if you have a gardening question, give us a shout. We've got some available lines. Been a very busy hour. Anything else that's kind of going through your mind this time of year? You mentioned heat more times than not. So what has the warm weather done to help or to hurt us this garden season? I got about 2 minutes before the break, Mrs. Know-It-All.
Yeah, you know, the heat's great for plants like peppers. They love the heat. My peppers are... I've been giving them away. I have so many. But at the same time, it stresses out a lot of plants. You'll see the pollinators kind of taking a afternoon siesta when we hit 90 and above. They don't like it any more than we do. Excuse me. So, you know, it's good for, like, vegetables. Not so good for plants that like cooler temperatures. Actually, parsley is one that kind of likes cooler temperatures. My parsley hasn't been as prolific as it normally is, you know, and the trees and shrubs, they like little cooler temperatures too, you know, because they're larger plants and it's more stress on them trying to grow, flower, have their roots spread out. And you know, the fact is a lot of us haven't had enough moisture. You know, people are like telling me, oh, you know, I got, you know, 3/4 of an inch of rain, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I had sunshine. We have been so dry. We went, now I live in Pleasant Hills. It was 2.5 weeks before I saw any rain. And even then it was insignificant. So I'm out there. I have soaker hoses in all of my flower beds, my vegetable beds, and I just move my hose around every day and let it run for a couple of hours. My water bill is going to look like the national debt, but I'm trying to keep this stuff alive. You know, trees are one of the best investments you can have on your property, and so you don't want to lose them. And if you drive around and you see a lot of leaves somewhere and look at some of these trees, it's from a lack of water and the high heat. They just can't do it.
Let's get a break in here. Now we have every single line on hold. We'll try to get to as many calls as we can in the final segment, which is moments away. Stay with us. It's your Pratt Pack Today. KDKA, good morning. Feeding the Family, budget-friendly meals next hour with Frank Dentici, the Coons Cooking. Our final segment, Mrs. Know-It-All, Denise Schreiber, pinch-hitting for the vacationing Doug Oster. And let's try to get as many of these calls on as we can. So if you can, limit your questions to just one. Here's Ann in the South Hills on KDKA. Hi, Ann.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
And I'm looking for any suggestions to get rid of voles.
Voles or moles?
Voles, voles with the V. They're taking over my yard and my plants, and I can't get rid of them.
Yeah. There are traps, and I use that term loosely, that can actually kill them.
Okay.
It pretty much stabs them in the back. You would have to look for them. There are also some repellents, granules that you would put in. Have you got a cat? They're
no.
Pretty good at it.
No, there's some stray neighbor cats, but I don't see them often. I've tried the repellents. I know I haven't done them properly because the repellents, you repel them to the neighbor's yard. So I...
Yeah. I will say they are difficult to get rid of. There's no one solution for them. But if you can see where they are they going after, like, your hostas or any particular
yes.
plant?
Yeah, I mean, almost everyone. And they're throughout the yard. They're not just, I mean, they're getting more holes. Somebody was in the yard yesterday, and they said, oh, this is a hole. You know, they're big. They're getting.
Yeah, you could try those traps, like I said, you know, they're pretty much like when they go through the trap, it actually kind of stabs them in the back, and that kind of
mm-hmm.
takes care of them.
Mm-hmm.
The only other thing, if the problem is that bad, I might suggest having a service come in and see what they could do.
That's
to try. I'm sorry?
What kind of service? Who do I call?
You know, I can't recommend anybody in particular, okay. But, you know, somebody that does, like, insect control, and, you know, a lot of them do animal control, too. So you could look at somebody like that. Yeah, I realize voles are very difficult to get rid of.
And they're getting worse. I mean, I had them last year. I could see just a little swirl in the yard, like they were trying to find a hole, you know, trying to dig, and it was too hard, and they'd move on. And I didn't realize what they were, and they are multiplying.
Yeah, like I said, they're difficult to get rid of. You know, you can try those traps to see if that helps reduce the population. You might want to use them in conjunction with the repellents.
Okay.
And if not, I would look at some sort of animal control.
Okay, I will do that.
All right, listen,
sorry.
We are out of time, Mrs. Know-It-All. It went so quickly. We'll do it again next week. We love your expertise. Stay cool, enjoy what's left of the summer, and we'll reconvene here 1 week from today, okay?
Okay.
All right, there she goes, Denise Schreiber. That's it. And for those of you on hold, I tried my best, but every time I tell people to make it short, somebody goes long and then somebody gets left out. But all's fair in love and radio, right? So just come on back next week and we'll definitely get you on the air with Mrs. Know-It-All. I'm telling you, whenever she drops by, the phones just light up like a Christmas tree. They go crazy. Everybody wants to talk to Mrs. Know-It-All. Doug, the Mighty Five, he's just started his two-week trip, so he'll be gone another week. So she will return 1 week from today, and then Doug will be back with us the rest of the way, and lots of things happening on his show. And remember, everything that is Doug Oster, go to DougOster.com. I'm sure he's going to be doing some stuff to let you see exactly what he's doing and how he is experiencing the Mighty Five out on the west side of this great nation. Now, budget-friendly meals from hot dogs and hamburgers to pasta and more, and an incredible meatloaf recipe. We want to hear what you like to do that's fast, quick, easy, and budget-friendly. And you know, when it comes to Coons Quality Foods, we got you covered with all of the above. The Coons Cooking Hour coming up shortly, and Rob Taylor has that look at local news as well. That's just minutes away at 8 o'clock. It's your Pratt Pack for a Sunday morning. We've got a long way to go. Stay right where you are on KDKA 100.1 FM AM 1020. And if you don't have that Odyssey app, it's free. Get it and put it on your phone. I've got mine. Get yours. So wherever you go, we can go with you. That's AUDACY. Odyssey. Back with more in a moment on KDKA at your Pratt Pack.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.